owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
The great Jamaican bobsled team. They were amazing. One of my favorite movies from 1993, Cool Runnings.
Absolutely.
The late John Candy, phenomenal. Some great stuff there. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and just in a little while, we'll have Jason Stratton on from the Arizona Snow Bowl to talk about the Snow Bowl.
Jason Statham? Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, as long as he brings Amy Smart with him.
We'll talk about that one, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Statham. So some great stuff coming up. Later on, we'll get the home front and, of course, a snowball fight with Dave's Random Enlightenment, and we'll also bring up some movies that I saw. It's interesting that I saw some movies.
Yes, that is interesting that you finally saw some movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And but yeah, that was, of course, Jimmy Cliff, I Can See Clearly Now. Cool Runnings, I can definitely, you know, we were both kids when we saw Cool Runnings.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought it was a lot of fun. And
it was great.
I'm not even a fan of the Olympics, but I thought it was wonderful.
I love the Olympics, so that's why, you know, Winter Olympics, especially obviously with hockey. But you know what, though, the bobsledding was fantastic, the way they put that all together, and based on a true story, obviously.
So,
some great stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so, but of course, this is our snow show, all in honor of Frozen. I gave it a big breakthrough. Again, one of the best movies of the year, definitely one of the 20 best movies of the year. Go and see Frozen. Might sneak in my top 10. Our My Top 10 show, our Best of 2013 show, by the way, is coming up, I believe, our first Saturday in January. I think it's like January 3rd or something like that.
It's hard to believe. Yeah, the year is almost over. Almost to 2014.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah. So now it's a perfect time because you know what happened yesterday? It was Black Friday, mm-hmm. but it was also White Friday because Snowball opened.
Ah,
Arizona
nice.
Snowball. Isn't that exciting?
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Snowball?
I have not. I've actually never gone skiing, but I do love the snow.
Right. And we are so honored to have on Director of Sales and Marketing, Jason Stratton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, as I just said, yesterday was White Friday, and I heard you had quite a good turnout.
We did have a very nice turnout for our first day of the winter season.
Really? Okay. And so, because it was the first day, and so what, do you have the numbers for the turnout, or how many people?
Well, we don't have official numbers just yet, but I would say it was kind of above average crowd, probably in the 1,400, 1,500 skier visit number range.
Really? And now, is it, does Snowball, I know it depends on what the snowfall and all that, but how often does it fall on Black Friday?
Well, that was a rare moment for us. We haven't opened that early in the season in quite a while, so that was a special day. That's why we coined it the White Friday.
Wow, exciting. And so I'm glad that you know, everyone's shopping didn't detract from that. Now, so I know that crews have been working for the last 2 weeks in making the snow and preparing, you know, everything for Arizona Snowball. So what kind of preparation goes into that?
Well, there's a lot. Making snow is a lot harder than it sounds. It takes, you know, some nice cold temperatures, low humidity ranges, and there's a measurement, what they call a wet bulb in the industry world, and that kind of calculates how much moisture is in the air, a little different than humidity. And so once you get all those variables in line, then the crew's out, laying the water lines to the machines and setting them up and moving them throughout the nighttime. And because you got to remember, most of the stuff is done after sundown, so it's quite an operation.
And how early do you know, like, when it's, because I remember I heard on the news beginning last weekend that, you know, Snowball might be opening and the conditions might be right. How early do you guys on the inside know?
Well, it's really anywhere from a week to 2 weeks, typically. But again, you're dealing with Mother Nature, so you can have all the best intentions and plan ahead, and Mother Nature takes a turn, and you're back to square one.
Wow, wow. And, you know, I know that this weekend, you know, in addition to it being the first weekend of Snowball opening, you've got a great deal going on. Early season lifts, buy one, get one free, but today is the last day, right?
That is right. It's available online at arizonasnowball.com today until midnight. So that's the best way for folks to get up, make some early turns at a nice discounted rate.
And that's a great Christmas gift as well, I imagine.
That's right.
Absolutely. Now, Jason, for someone like myself, I've never been skiing. I love the snow, though. Does the Snowball offer any sort of ski lessons or ski school for some beginners out there like myself?
Actually, we do, and we have several different conveyors that are in our learning area. So there's kind of two big things. There's obviously the fear of learning something new, and then in the ski industry, we do have these things called chairlifts. So folks that are worried about heights, sometimes that's intimidating. So we have these conveyor systems. It's just like a people mover in the mall.
On the bunny hills, right?
Exactly, on the learning areas.
Oh, Eric,
so
have you been there?
Really slick.
No, but I'm a skier from way back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
we also have what's called a slide to success program. A lot of ski resorts do this. It's a package of 3 lift tickets, 3 rental equipments, and 3 full day lessons. And so that's really the best way for someone that's thinking about trying a new sport to get into it.
Oh,
really give it that 3 trip effort and we see great success for those that come out of a program like that.
Oh, you know, because I just went ice skating for the first time a couple months ago. I think it was in the summer. And I kept falling on my behind constantly. I actually still have, I don't know if there's still like a problem there. But, you know, so do you find a lot of people, you know, going out there who haven't, like Greg and myself, who've never skied before, going out there and enjoying the activities?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, what we do find is a lot of folks that had that story of, well, I went out with my wife or my girlfriend and she took me to the top and said, go, right? so it's always that first bad experience of just not going out there with someone who, you know, doesn't know how to teach another person to ski or snowboard. And so that's why we're trying really hard to make it easy for folks to try it new.
I'll tell you something about skiing. Once you do it, you can't, you love it. You'll never want to stop.
Really? Excited.
It definitely is a lot of fun, for sure.
I'd love to try it. And, you know, now how about it for the kids? Is there anything can they make snowmen or anything like that, any kind of area? Because all of us in Phoenix, we really want to see snow. And I think that's a big draw for us to go out there just to at least see and touch that white stuff.
Absolutely. You know, in our world, we kind of call that snow play. We do have some different areas that individuals can come up and do a little snowman, snow angel sort of events. There's actually a Nordic Center that's just down the road from us as well here in Flagstaff that offers some sledding and things of that nature. So there's something for everybody to just get out there and enjoy some sunshine and snow. It's not your enemy. It's the good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've gone sledding before out there in Flagstaff. Now Joseph had mentioned his first time ice skating. I've actually grown up playing hockey, so, you know, ice skating's one of my main things. How close is ice skating to skiing in that regard in terms of form? Do you think that's something I would probably pick up on pretty quickly because I've been ice skating since I was three?
Yeah, I think ice skating is probably the closest sport to skiing because you've got that great sense of balance. You certainly know what it means to have an edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
On skis, you obviously have an inside and outside edge, but I'd say ice hockey or skating is really the closest thing that you're going to feel to skiing. The biggest difference really is then different motions, right? So you don't have to propel yourself. It's all gravity driven because of the terrain. So that's probably the biggest thing you're going to have to overcome the first time on the hill.
Oh, well, I definitely want to try it. And, you know, so now I know, are you still calling us from the convention in Vegas or?
No, actually I'm back here on the mountain, sitting here in the base lodge, looking at our crowds coming in, having lunch, so you might hear a little chaos behind me in the background.
great. And so tell us about the hours. When can people go and a little bit directions if they're not sure at all how to get there.
So now that we're into winter operations, we'll be open 7 days a week. Lifts open at 9 a.m. and close at 4 p.m. Our base lodges will typically open a little bit before that, 8:30, and stay open, especially on the weekends, a little bit later for any après ski activities. Best way to get here from Phoenix, coming straight up into Flagstaff, taking 180 out towards the Grand Canyon, and can't miss the Snow Bowl roll on the right. It's only about 6 miles outside of Flagstaff.
Great. And, you know, so I've heard a lot of great things about Arizona Snow Bowl. So glad it's open. I'm going to have to check it out this year. And one last question for you. Do you get anyone who's scared? Because one of my favorite movies of all time is Frozen, where they're all stuck up on that ski lift. Have you ever heard of that movie? And what can you tell people who, like myself, might be a little bit scared of that situation?
Well, what I can tell you is that even in cases that folks get stuck on a chairlift, if it gets turned off because of a wind delay or something like that, we've got an expert staff of ski patrollers that can get folks down safely. That's what they do day in and day out as far as training and things of that nature. And it's really about just getting outside and enjoying the cold air as a refresher and some sunshine. So it's a fun experience. I would recommend it to anybody.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Jason Stratton from Arizona Snowball. And of course, I look forward to getting up there this year and maybe taking some ski lessons there. But thank you so much for all the information there. And everyone could go visit ArizonaSnowball.com. And Jason, we look forward to possibly having you on in the future with some updates.
That'd be awesome, guys. I sure appreciate the time. And everybody, think snow.
Absolutely. Yes. Down here in Phoenix. And thank you so much once again, Jason Stratton with the Arizona Snow Bowl. And so great stuff going up there in Flagstaff. As he said, you know, opened earlier than most years, obviously.
Yeah, that's great. You know, since we're so close to Christmas now, we were one week later with Thanksgiving and all that. So That's great that they're open. And again, buy one, get one free till the end of tonight. So midnight, you have to buy one, get one free for those early lift passes. So.
I cannot believe either of you have been skiing.
Never have. It's unbelievable, really, because with my hockey background and everything.
Right, I'm surprised that you haven't.
I obviously, like I said, been in the snow, done sledding and other things, snowball fights. I love the snow, but yeah, never been skiing. I think, though, now that I know that they have lessons up there, maybe I have to give it a try.
You didn't know they had lessons up there?
I had no idea.
When I went ice skating, I was just thrown out on there.
That's different. Yeah, the ice rinks don't really much have during the day, during the regular skating time lesson.
And the other people were just like circling around me like they didn't even care, and that was what was making
it worse.
He's down,
jump over him.
Exactly.
Yeah, skate over his hands.
But skiing is very much like ice skating.
Because of that, I think I'll catch on.
I think you would.
I think I will head up there and take a look. Now, I didn't mention this with Jason, but one of my favorite movies from, I think it was 1990, so late 80s, early 90s, Ski Patrol, Paul Feig was in, who of course does Bridesmaids and all those movies now with McCarthy, Melissa McCarthy. So that was hilarious. Now, of course, it's probably in terms of actual movies, one of the worst movies you'll see. But it was very, it had some funny moments. It was really cool, to see how the ski patrol everything works. And that's something. When he mentioned that they have their ski patrol there, I kind of thought back to that movie. So.
Yeah. And
one of those late night flicks.
I'm sure that after people go see Frozen, especially here in Phoenix, they're going to want to go see, their kids are going to want to go see the snow.
Yeah.
Because we're...
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Well, in Christmas time, you want to see that, you know, because we're never going to have a white Christmas here in Phoenix, obviously, and it never even gets cold, really.
And I know some of the shopping centers have that snow that they can't...
It snows up in Cave Creek.
Yeah, but enough for you to go skiing and play, make a snowman?
Nah, it lasts for about an hour.
Exactly.
Maybe two.
Yeah, if we're lucky, too. And how much fun would it be to go out and go skiing? And so
Absolutely.
I think
all
it's a great idea.
Stuff.
Especially after you go see Frozen this weekend, make a family trip, go up to Arizona Snow Bowl next weekend, and pick up a copy of The History of a Snowman, and you'll know so much about snow, you will be just so excited.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And Joseph, what's going to be carrying us into break? This time
into the break, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. Yes, what is that?
I have no
idea. That's Tom Hanks singing.
Oh yeah, the Polar Express.
Another
Mason's favorite Christmas movie.
He's not really singing; he's more like talking.
You bet.
That's singing. Yeah, the way he drags out that you bet. Yeah. Yeah, that's
gotta be looking to go. Yeah, see, singing.
Great stuff there. Polar Express, great Christmas flick. And of course, so this is Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be back. We'll talk about the film Homefront and also about a couple films that I saw. Yes, I saw some movies. Unbelievable. Yeah, great stuff. We'll be back in a minute.
You do want a stunning view that rivals all the best, but you won't ever see it advertised. It's a simple fact. We stay on track, though sometimes we digress. But that can only happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of her breathing.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. penalty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten, and Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten, and Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio.
And this song, of course, was from the greatest film of our time, Snow Dogs, Cuba Gooding Jr. Fabulous work.
Isn't this Cuba singing?
It is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Cuba Berry, right?
Yeah, Cuba Berry.
Yeah.
Chuck Cuba Berry.
Yes. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Craig Isaac, Joseph Erdo. Once again, special thanks to Jason Stratton with the Arizona Snow Bowl. Go to arizonasnowbowl.com. Check out all the information there. Great stuff going on. Already open, of course. White Friday, as they called it yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, really festive thing to do. That is our snow show. And, of course, if you're not in the mood for a deep drama like Philomena, or if you might maybe want to stay away from the crowds as they're seeing Frozen, because I guarantee that movie is going to do really great business.
It is.
Then maybe you want to go and see Homefront.
Homefront.
Not that much brain to Homefront. Again, Jason Statham, not Jason Stratton, but Jason Statham plays a widowed ex-DEA agent who retires to a small town for the sake of his 10-year-old daughter. The only problem is he's picked the wrong town. You've also got
Of course.
That's how it goes, right? Otherwise, there wouldn't be a movie. James Franco plays one of the villains. Winona Ryder, another villain. And Kate Bosworth, another villain, also star.
Wow.
Yeah. So have you seen the trailer for this?
Yeah, I did. I actually just saw it for the first time when I saw a movie we'll talk about after this.
Okay.
And I'll say it actually looks pretty good. You know, James Franco, of course, one of my favorite actors. He's hilarious. And to see him in something like this, he looked freaky.
Yes.
You know, he looked
what
like...
What about that movie where he had cornrow hair?
Well, yeah, that too. I didn't see Spring Breakers. I do want to see that. I know Joseph didn't like it, but, you know...
You want to see it for another reason, though.
Yeah. Well, both. I've heard that James Franco did great in that, though.
Yes.
It just maybe some other things. But, there's a creepy redneck. I mean, he looked great. I mean, yeah. It's one of those movies that looks entertaining.
And did you see how thin Kate Bosworth was in this?
Too thin, yeah, absolutely. Yes. She's normally, maybe a 7.5 to an 8 out of 10 on the Greg look scale.
I'm thinking 6.5.
You think 6.5.
Really?
With this, she went down to about a 3.5 and 4. You need a little curve action, and she looked like she was doped out pretty bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they're all into drugs and stuff like that and doing them all the time. Of the characters, not the actors.
What are they doing, meth?
Yes.
Is it a meth thing?
Yes, definitely. And so you might like it with all the, Breaking Bad.
What do you mean I might like it?
Because of Breaking Bad.
I was trying to say, what are you talking about there? But Jason Statham, of course, you don't want to mess with him and the little boy.
Right.
You mess with the daughter. Jason Statham takes care of business.
Never seen a bad Jason Statham movie. Love them all.
Yeah, you're serious though, right?
I am.
Yeah. And this, definitely, as well.
Yeah, very good to hear.
A really big thumbs up.
A lot of thumbs up.
It's as gripping as it is gritty. Mm-hmm. It's adapted from a novel, but by the way, this was adapted by the writer was Sylvester Stallone.
He wrote this.
Yes, Sylvester Stallone wrote this.
Yeah, was it something
that
he wrote?
That itty bitty little man.
Was
really?
It something he wrote a long time ago?
No, because it's a book. I mean, but then he adapted it and
into the screenplay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I see that there now.
And I think at one time he was going to be one of the actors in the movie. But
right.
I'm so glad they went with this cast. They're all excellent. This is terrific acting in this.
This looks really good.
And
him and Jason are buddies since the Expendables.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and also I have to say this though, it's not the smartest movie. Like I said, not that much brains in this movie. You know that right from the beginning.
None of them are.
Right. Jason Statham hops off of a motorcycle and then opens fire on it in order to cause an explosion that will stop the bad guys.
That is a lot of brains. That's great.
Does that ever happen?
Knew.
Yeah, that is.
That happens all. I just saw it on the road on the way here.
I hope that doesn't happen.
You know what? That's what I love about his movies. They're just fun, adventurous, excitement, action, and you don't have to think that much.
Yes, and that I think is definitely.
Or in that one though, where him and Amy Smart just start going at it randomly in public.
Where he got poisoned and he had to get stuck.
Crank. Crank.
Yeah.
Two of the best movies. Crank.
What's going on here? This is great.
Two of the best movies of all time. Yes, and. Again, so the cast is really great. You've got some spectacular performances, much better than you'd actually think from a movie like this. Mm-hmm. And the roles, unlike you've ever seen them in before, like you were saying earlier, James Franco, you've never seen him like this. So it's really exciting. And you've got some terrific tension that builds to an action-packed finale whose sheer force alone will pin you to your seat. I was like against the seat with... just so much excitement in this movie. It's a great, great movie to see this weekend.
I might actually pay for that.
I think Eric's like going to, and I think next week when we come back, Eric will be like, "I saw that," and he'll say, "I liked it."
Yes, you definitely will. And the theme is really nice. You can check out our interview with the director on BreakRadioShow.com. The director is Gary Felder or Fletter. Mm-hmm. And the theme is all about deciding what kind of person you are, and then demonstrating that to your child.
Oh yeah,
we all know that's really important thing to do, and that's what Jason Statham's character has to do in Homefront, especially with his kid. I mean, because he wants to get away from all this madness of his job. Mm-hmm. He goes to this small town, and of course trouble finds him, and then he's got to kind of like decide, how is he going to deal with his trouble? Is he going to be what he has always been, or is he going to kind of like step back? Some really defining moments near the end. I don't want to spoil it for you, but again, thumbs up, go see Homefront.
Great stuff there, yeah. And again, I saw the trailer for the first time last week in front of a movie that I saw. And the trailer before featured James' brother Dave Franco in The Neighbors, the one with Seth Rogen coming out, I believe, this summer.
Is that a remake of the John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd movie, Neighbors?
I have no idea if it is, but it looks hilarious because you got like the frat and then Seth Rogen and his wife.
Is that what that one is, about a frat?
frat house? No.
No, okay. No, that's different.
Yeah, no, it looks hilarious. And, of course, the movie I saw that had these trailers with it was none other than a movie that Joseph Erdo liked.
I gave it a thumbs up.
Starring Johnny Knoxville.
Oh.
Bad Grandpa, which I also give a thumbs up to.
Nice.
Jackson Nicholl, that kid is going to be a big-time star. He's hilarious, that little guy.
Do you like...
Adorable little kid.
Do you like Jackass?
Love it.
Yes? Have you seen Bad Grandpa?
I have not, but I've heard it's funny.
It was. Yeah. Absolutely.
We both gave it thumbs up.
And I think
it
will be coming to DVD and stuff soon because it's been out now since October. And I even saw on Redbox, I think they already have it set up the next 2 months or something.
What I'm excited about, and they always do this with the Jackass movies, is it's going to be Bad Grandpa 2.5 or whatever.
Yeah, they will.
They've got an extended cut, all the unused segments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
those aren't as good, and that's why they didn't use the footage to begin with.
Right, right. And it doesn't make a cohesive story and all that, but I think it's still
amusing. But when you add
it
in, well, like with the credits, you know, a lot of the stuff going on behind the scenes, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the gag reel footage.
You gotta love that stuff. But Johnny Knoxville's great, and just all around. And like you said with Catherine Keener, you know, you don't recognize her at all.
Is she in that too?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Unless you look it up, you don't know until kind of at some point, you know, during the credits, when they have all the gag reels and stuff, when you hear her talk, obviously she has a lot of makeup, you know right away. Oh, yeah.
What does she play, Bad Grandma?
Sort of.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Eric, you should check it out at some point. And I agree with you there, Joseph. Now, another one that I did see as well in theaters, and then there was one not in theaters I saw, Vince Vaughn. Delivery Man.
Oh, and I gave that a big thumbs up.
Yep. And I am in complete agreement.
Oh, you are.
I loved it. One thing, I'm a big Chris Pratt fan. I think he's hilarious in whatever he's in. He was great in this as well, getting back his law license to do his thing. You know, Kobe Smulders, of course, lover with...
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother. She's great, and she's a hottie. But it's just great story behind it. I didn't see Starbuck, so, you know, I know some people will see both. Will say, well, you know, same movie type of thing, just different actors. Whether that's good or not, that's one thing, but... No, I thought it was great. It was funny, but also very dramatic elements involved.
Yeah, really heartfelt, right?
Yeah, they did a great job. And Vince Vaughn's character, just the way he kind of changed throughout the film, was outstanding. And but they added the humor at the right times, and especially Chris Pratt, you know, with a lot of that. And so, yeah, it was great. And, you know, you get to see some of the kids, obviously, had like 533.
Yes.
So we got to kind of get into the storyline behind a few of them.
I would have liked to have seen more.
A little
of
more.
The other kids, because I really like early on when they are visiting the kids. I know that was my criticism.
I like when they did that. Yeah. And I remember you mentioned that. And that was great how we had that. It would. And maybe that is something they'll eventually do, because you can't really fit too much into such a short time frame, you know, 2 hours or less. But again, yeah. Great stuff that they did, and you know how he got into their lives and just how everything worked out. So I definitely agree with you. I would recommend this.
And I know that you're probably, Eric, getting a little bit tired of Vince Vaughn's shtick.
You know, well, you were talking about the internship was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you said it was a thumbs down.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, I watched it, and I wouldn't say thumbs down, but I do get tired of them just prattling on, him and Owen Wilson, just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reason I mentioned
it's
that
all
is,
improvised, right?
It always sounds improvised.
But this one, there's not very much
there's
of
not.
That improvisation.
I think this
down.
Is different type. Yeah, I think Eric may like this because it is a little different. Now, I still love their improvisation. You know, to me, it never really gets old.
Sometimes it's funny, but in the internship, that's the one thing I didn't like about the film was it just went on and on and on.
I may rent that, you know, next week to check it out, because I know that's at Redbox.
But I didn't think it was that bad of a movie.
It was a very light thumbs down. I didn't hate it.
And Rose Byrne is very, very attractive.
She is absolutely a treat. Yeah, and get him to the Greek with Russell Brand.
Great soundtrack to that.
And I had no idea she was Australian, because she always plays does a very well good American accent.
She does great.
Yeah.
Oh, she's phenomenal. And there's one more I saw. This wasn't in theaters. It had something to do with a list.
The to-do list.
Yeah, I did.
I still haven't seen that because they didn't make it very easy for press to see it.
I remember now. Dave saw it. I remember he said he didn't like it.
Right, he hated it.
I absolutely disagree with him. I thought it was hilarious. Brought us back to 1993, which, of course, I was just turning 8 back in July of 93. Aubrey Plaza, I think she's a hottie.
She's cute.
She is. Now, there's one thing, though, I noticed with this while watching it. I'm like, wow, she's great. And then she has the glasses, kind of that nerd look. I thought, wow, looks great. But I'm like, well, who does she look like, though, when she has the glasses? And I realize she looked like none other than Jodi Arias, which sort of turned me off then a little bit. Because, yeah, I thought, well, maybe they should have got Aubrey Plaza to be in the Jodi Arias movie. But when she doesn't have the glasses and kind of looks back herself, she's great. I think she looks great. She's hilarious. Bill Hader, of course, does a good thing. So a good cast in this. Andy Samberg has a little role, but again, you know, he, whether it's little or big, he always adds that right element to it. So it is very raunchy, and it's funny because Dave usually likes that. And I think part of the reason he kind of said bad things about it is I just think maybe he thought people he knew were listening that would say, Dave, you would like this, but I thought it's hilarious. And
off the air, yeah. Dave knows that he tells us that movie 43 is his favorite movie of the year.
He enjoyed it, but when he goes on, he acts like, nah. But you know what? This too, I mean, it's very raunchy, so you got to have that type of sense of humor, which of course I do, and I believe Eric and Joseph do as well. So, I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I've got to check it out.
Yeah.
I know that you know it's almost the end of the year, and I've got all these screeners coming in because I'm in the Phoenix Film Critics Society, and our nominations for Best of the Year it's next Saturday. Next Saturday is I will have to have all my nominations, and I've still got a lot of movies to see, and I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in this week. But of course, again, our Best of the Year show is going to be on not this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. Next Saturday is going to be our Folk Flick show.
Folk Flick?
Yes.
Wow.
Very exciting. But the following Saturday, on the 14th, is going to be our Christmas special.
Christmas time. There we go.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some Christmas movies. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, some other shows coming up. As I said, as you said, we're going to be talking about Anchorman, a lot of movies that are coming out for the holidays. And then the first Saturday in January, our Best of 2013
yes.
Entertainment Breakthrough Entertainment Special. We'll talk about the best acting, my picks for the 10 best movies. I'm sure that you've got a few movies that you want to talk
Absolutely.
About. We'll talk about some of the worst movies as well.
Oh, I forgot there was another one that
what?
I saw.
What'd you see?
And this so there's four that I really like. We're the Millers.
Oh, okay.
Loved it.
Yes, that
one
was
of
a great movie.
Funniest movies of the year, hands down. Jennifer Aniston is absolutely amazing. And but
you mean in her acting ability or her looks?
Her looks. Acting ability.
When he says that about anybody.
Her acting ability, though, I think she's a good actress, actually. But I know maybe others don't agree with me there, but I thought she did great in this. And
I think her acting's better than her looks, honestly, for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine, too.
She's attractive.
She is. It's funny, because I never was the biggest on her, but especially in this movie, where her little dance, there's some things, you know, Eric, you'll probably enjoy.
I'm going to rent it.
It was good stuff. I think you should.
It's in the red box.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. So, we're the Millers. So, there's four that I like.
Yeah, you must have been really
busy. Not only seeing four movies, but like all of them. Yeah,
what do I know? I like a cartoon character, Elsa from Frozen, right?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Elsa, a little
she's,
action.
She's better than Jennifer Aniston anything.
I don't know. Jennifer Aniston in this, though. But that kid, well, Emma Roberts was great, but
the
son in this, or who played the fake son, I forget his real life name, don't have it in front of me, but he's hilarious.
Yes, he is
very
absolutely
good,
hilarious.
Very talented youngster.
You see some things that you don't want to on him, though.
That's the one thing, but it was funny, though.
Right. So, of course, this is our snow show, and after the break we're going to have a snowball fight, good old fashioned snowball fight, Dave's Random Enlightenment, fun things to do in the snow, and this song taking us into the break is from Whiteout, Letter, the letter from the Box Tops, Whiteout starring, of course, Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
Did you see
Love
that
her.
One?
I remember the movie, but I didn't see it, though.
It wasn't a very good movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you got snow coming everywhere.
If she's in it, it's a great movie.
It should be. You just got to mute the movie.
Yeah, you just
fine.
Mute it
it's
and
all
just
good.
Watch. Very
yeah.
good.
Watch it alone. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty.
Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment. Greg Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo. And Joseph, I've heard this song before. I have no idea what it's from.
Well, if you are stuck in the snow with a broken airplane, with wolves all around you.
Alive?
You're alive.
Yes, with Ethan Hawke.
No. But there's wolves all around you, but there's only one person that you want on your side. It's Liam Neeson.
Oh, you do. If you have Liam Neeson on your side, especially if someone makes a remark about his family or you say a family member is with you with Liam Neeson, he will come and save the day.
Or if the wolf attacks you, he will fight it off
he
with his bare hands.
He will actually rip the wolf up.
The Gray.
Wow, I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen The Gray?
I have not, but because Liam Neeson's in, I might have to check it out.
You have to.
That's a good movie.
There's man, and then there's Liam Neeson. Yes. I mean, he will. It's unbelievable what he does.
Yeah, that song.
Sadly,
was City
he had to
Surf.
Play a bad guy in Batman Begins. Damn.
That was City Surf by Jammin' Winans. That song's been in a lot of things, but you know, The Gray, great movie. I believe it came out last year.
Oh, okay.
And you know, was one of my favorites of the.
I've
year.
Heard of it. I just forgot it was Liam Neeson, but I'll have to check it out.
And I love CG wolves.
Well, of course, he's also in Nonstop, I believe, the movie that comes out next year. He's on an airplane. He's an air marshal, something like that.
And he takes care of business, probably.
Yes, and I just got to talk with one of the other actors from that, you know. So, very Very good actor, very good movie. And we're talking all about snow because it's our snow show.
Absolutely excited about that. And another thing I'm excited about, of course, North Mountain Brewing Company, 522 East Dunlap Avenue. Get out there. A lot of great stuff going on there. Rob and Candy, the owners, do a fantastic job, and great beer if you're into that. But I know they have a lot of stuff going on during the week, and now they have seasonal craft microbrews. So definitely check it out during happy hour, which is 3 to 6. Monday through Thursday, reverse happy hour, 8 to close.
I wonder if they over there at the North Mountain Brewing Company would invite us over to have a snowball fight.
I think so. I think we've got to do that.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Candy and Rob.
Does microbrewery mean they're little tiny bottles?
Yes, yeah, but you could try everything out. They do a great job with that, though. They'll probably even show you the brewing in the back, if you ask, and some great stuff.
What you got there, Eric?
I brought some sandwiches today.
Chicken breast. And salad.
Because you didn't have enough poultry 2 days ago?
I barely ate any.
No, unbelievable.
You have plenty of leftovers.
I have a bag full of turkey.
Oh, thank you for offering
it
to me. Okay.
Well, thank you.
I didn't bring it, though.
Going into Thanksgiving.
You can have a piece of chicken.
Oh, very nice. Going into Thanksgiving, Thursday morning, I weighed 170. And that was just a test. I wanted to see how much I weighed after eating all the turkey, ham, and green bean casserole, all that good stuff. 181.
Wow.
Gained 11 pounds just there on Thanksgiving. Wow. Now, it's coming back down, of course. Obviously, you always gain some weight after you eat anyways,
yes.
A bloat. But I was like, you got to be kidding me. That is crazy.
Yeah. I made cranberry sauce for the first time. Normally, I love that, the can. And when you open
when
the can.
When it does that, yeah.
That's great.
Then I throw it out.
Yes. Plop. Yeah. Yes, there you go. But I love that stuff, and I had some of that stuff as well, but I made fresh cranberry sauce. I put some orange juice in there. I put some fresh apples and some real cranberries, some sugar, cooked it up. It didn't gel as much as I wanted it to. The cranberries are supposed to have...
Kind of soupy?
Yes, it was very soupy. It was more like eating cranberry soup, but it was a really, really tasty cranberry soup.
More like cranberry juice.
It was really good. I don't think that they popped enough because they are supposed to have that pectin in them or something that makes it gel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to figure out what I did wrong and make that again for Christmas because it was delicious.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of really good foods for the holidays, so I can't wait for more of that.
You know what I loved about this Thanksgiving?
What?
I didn't have to lift a finger.
Really? There you go.
Normally, I'm the one doing all the cooking.
All the cooking?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did a lot of cooking, and but not that much. I just had a quiet Thanksgiving, me and Frozen, and he of course, had his turkey. And
he did. He doesn't feel guilty eating his... fellow cousin?
No, he doesn't. And the funniest thing is he had some turkey, and you're next. My cat had some turkey, and also my mom's cat, Midnight, he had some turkey.
Does Midnight and you're next get along when they see
do.
Each other?
Yeah, that's his grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what's really funny is they ate this turkey, and then about 5 minutes later, all of their eyes were closed.
Really? That's what happens?
Frozen?
Killed them?
No, they were... No.
You're next.
That's terrible. They were sleeping. So I know that we had our Thanksgiving show a few weeks ago, and one of our guests told us that tryptophan thing wasn't true. I think it's true because it worked on the animals.
I heard that there's very little tryptophan. It would take like 18 turkeys to really get you to go to sleep.
Really?
By the way, check out some of my my recipes on Budget Bistro on YouTube.
Budget Bistro. Wow. You got to check that out.
You got to see that.
Is it now just recipes that you've written, or is it recipes that you're like making?
It's a cooking show.
Oh, excellent. Wow, I can't wait to check
Eric
that out.
Eric is a cook. This is unbelievable.
Wow, all those measuring cups and everything.
You got to bring stuff in for us. Yeah, and we got Paige who will be joining us at the top of the hour. She's
the
cook as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, Martha Stewart, watch out. Here comes Eric.
Yeah.
All right, so very exciting. A lot more fun to come during the holidays. And, of course, since it's our snow show, I want to try something a little bit different. I want to have a snowball fight on the air.
Oh, there we go.
And so what we're going to do is, since it's just you, Greg, and... Eric here, where each of you are going to start with 10 points, and the goal is to still have the most amount of points at the end of the game.
Oh, okay.
I've got several questions here all about snow, and I've got all the topics written on a piece of paper. You get to choose one, and we're going to start with Greg.
Yes.
You're going to choose one
a topic.
A topic for Eric to answer.
Okay.
If he answers correctly, then nothing happens.
Can we remote into his computer to make sure that he's not cheating?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope
he would. We are remoted in there.
He knows. Actually, I was just looking for sound effects.
Oh, very good. All right, all right.
He's been skiing.
As you were.
He's been skiing, so it's possible that he actually knows some of these answers.
Hey now, yeah.
But if he gets the question wrong, it's all multiple choice. If Eric gets the question wrong, then you get a point, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Oh,
okay.
So we're gonna take turns here. There's your choices. So pick
which one
that you want to throw. Which of these snowballs do you want to throw at Eric?
I want to throw some snow food at him.
Some snow food.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, bring it on.
All right, Eric. Which of the following foods do people buy more often or more than any other than when a blizzard is in the forecast? Is it A, cakes, cookies, and candies, B, soups, stews, and salads, or C, meat, meat, and more meat?
When the storm's coming? Is that what
when a blizzard is on its way?
Meat.
You think it's meat? The answer is actually cakes, cookies, and candies.
Very good.
So, Greg, you knocked 1 point away from Eric. So
I did.
Eric's got 9. All right.
And so, I still have 10.
So now you get to pick a snowball to throw over at
Greg. So we're going backwards.
What? Yeah. Well, what? Yeah, you're going backwards.
Yes.
It's kind of like a video game.
Let's see. I need to see it again.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't memorize it. Sorry.
Sorry.
Snow capital.
Snow capital. Wow. Okay. This one might be tough for Greg.
What are you trying to say?
What is considered the snow capital of the United States? Is it A, Stampede Pass, Washington, B, Marquette, Michigan, or C, Syracuse, New York?
Syracuse, New York, C.
You are wrong.
It's B.
It's A.
Washington.
Pass. Yeah. So now you've got down
even
to
it's
9 points.
Washington.
And so let me cross off. He said snow capital, so let's cross that one off.
Yeah.
And so now pick another one for Eric.
There we go. We got snow fear.
Snow fear. Okay.
I like it.
Snow
yes.
fear. Oh, he might know this
trying
one.
Trying to scare him.
Yeah. What is the fear of snow? A, cynophobia. B.
Really?
Chionophobia or C, nephophobia?
Huh.
First one again?
The first one is cynophobia. Second one is chionophobia. And C is nephophobia.
C.
It's incorrect. It's
very good.
Chionophobia.
Yes.
So now you've knocked Eric down to an 8.
I should have Googled it.
A 9 to 8. Yeah, yeah. We're watching. We got the Jack Burns teddy bear back there making sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he watches. Yeah. All right. So now,
Eric, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much coffee, Joseph.
Yes.
All right.
Too
I'm
active.
Going with snow. Did I? Snow state.
Snow state. Very good. I'll get this one.
All right.
We went with capital last time. We'll go with
time
state.
Because
right,
so he thinks I don't know my geography.
I guess not. This is, of course, our snowball fight. Snow state, the snowball that is being thrown at Greg.
Yeah. Oh.
Which state's license plates proclaim the greatest snow on Earth?
Wow.
A, Colorado. B, Alaska. C, Utah.
Wow. I'll say C, Utah.
Wow. Oh, he threw and he missed. The answer is Utah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I got hit. Yeah.
Oh, it's an easy one. Well, see that you threw a weak snowball there.
Denver's license plate says home of the best weed.
There we go. It's fantastic.
Well, let's say, which snowball do you want to throw over at Eric?
Snow record.
Snow record. Okay, snow record. We're going to throw over at Eric and see if he gets this. Snow record, Eric, the largest snowflake in the world was recorded in Fort Keogh, Montana. How big was it? A, 10 inches wide and 4 inches thick. B, 12 inches wide and 6 inches thick. Or C, 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick.
What was it again? I mean,
what is the record? The biggest, the largest snowflake in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Is it 10 inches wide, 4 inches thick, 12 inches wide, 6 inches thick, or 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick? Big,
A.
bigger, or biggest?
A.
A? Incorrect. And so you're
I suck at this
game. I got him again. That one got him in the face.
It's 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick.
Let me wipe the snow off.
Oh, there
wow.
we go.
All right. So let's see. How much time do we have in this? Because we got to save enough time. All right. So we might do one more here. And so I'm going to, you get to choose. Which snowball do you want to throw over at Greg?
Snow color.
Wow. Okay. Snow color. What is the color of snow, Greg? White, blue, or none?
None.
That's easy.
Yes, it is easy. But all right, so now we are at 7 points and 9 points. Looks like, Greg, you are going to win unless we'll do it after the Dave's Random Enlightenment of the Week. Of course, I asked him a few questions last week because we knew that Dave wasn't going to be here for our snow show.
Yes.
And so I wanted to ask him some fun things to do in the snow.
Yeah.
And so this is what Dave had to say about the fun things that he likes to do in the snow.
I love
Do you like
that.
The snow?
Oh, yeah. I like it when it's cold outside. I like the snow. No, snow is fun occasionally. I like Flagstaff. I do.
You do?
I love the snow.
What do you do in the snow?
I play. I do sledding.
Sledding?
Sledding.
Have you ever made a snow angel?
Oh, yeah. Devil's food cake. I love it.
Excellent. And do you have snowball fights?
Snowball fight. Yeah, we've done some snowball fights. Not much, because it could be dangerous. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone. That could be a fine line, though. As people get older, the snow can contribute and sustain medical problems, right?
Yeah. You know, there's no putting that behind. He's, you know, about 85 years old, and he's still going strong.
How about that game where you sit on a big ice cube?
Yeah, and that's a problem. I remember a couple years ago, you know, during Christmas, obviously, my fanny melted it. And I got this huge rash on the pants thing.
The pants thing, what?
I don't even know what that means. We probably can't say that, right? But, okay, just thought I'd throw that out.
It didn't make any... Okay.
I know, it didn't. I don't know what it means. But the thing
is... Random enlightenment.
Exactly, yes. You can use that sometime. Wow, that is very, very odd.
Of course, that was a special cameo from Trisha.
Very nice. Wow. Yeah. So Dave in the snow, and he had some issues there with his rash.
With his pants thing.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, and once when I was like 7, we were taking a vacation out here, still lived in California. He had to go to the bathroom so bad that he pulled off on the side of one of the roads out here and did his thing, and it was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, we were out there for about 15 minutes waiting for him to finish.
Yellow snow, yellow snow, yes. Yellow snow. Okay. So
watch out where the Huskies go.
No, it wasn't yellow. It wasn't yellow.
Whoa.
It was brown. That's what makes it interesting. The yellow is normal. People do that. But this, he was actually, yeah.
Wow.
Not that we saw, but still.
Well, of course, now, if you want Greg to win, he can. You can just forfeit.
Yes, I want him to win.
Very good.
I don't want
Thanks,
him to
Eric.
Win.
Don't hit me in the face with the snow, please.
But I know that you neither of you like to sing. Dave is the one that likes to sing. So you can either let Greg win, or you can both start singing Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
What?
Neither of us know the lyrics.
That's the thing. You have to know the lyrics.
Yeah.
In order to win the game. And so both of you are going to sing at the same time, and whoever loses the lyrics at first is the one that loses. This is for 5 points.
Oh, who goes first?
So you're both going to sing at the same time.
Uh-oh.
How are you going to keep track?
I'm going to listen, and I'm going to try my best. So,
I don't know the
Are
words.
You ready? I'm going to give you the first, you know, Frosty
Someone
the Snowman.
The
yeah. I don't know the words either. I think we're lost at this point already.
Frosty the Snowman.
Three, two, one.
Frosty the Snowman has a very shiny glow. And his last name, Snowman.
Very jolly, happy soul.
Yeah, there we
okay.
go.
Okay, I'm going to try again with the
but
corn.
But he stopped singing. He had corn rolls,
with the corn cob pipe.
And a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Snow. Oh, yeah.
Coal. Okay. Why would it be made out of snow?
Yeah. I'll just give it to Eric.
Oh, no.
I just got smacked
I think
in the face.
Paige is in the other room singing.
Yeah. I think she's doing... Yeah, yeah.
She's probably
she would
winning.
Have won that.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately. Neither of you did very well at that at all. So I'm just going to... Well, I'm going to give it to Greg.
Wow.
He wins.
Right.
Unless you want to forfeit and we can give it to Dave, because he would probably have gotten the words all correct.
No, he wouldn't have.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll try again
you
next week.
You can't win if you're not here.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So next week is our Folk Flick show. And,
Folk Flick.
And again, stay tuned. On December 14th, it is our Christmas special, Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas special, December 14th here on KPHX.
Yeah, so we got a lot going on coming up, of course, so stay close. BreakRadioShow.com, BREAK, click the big F, follow us, like us, whatever it is on Facebook, so you can keep up with all the stuff coming up, and of course, throughout the Christmas season and beyond that, we'll be giving stuff away as well. So
almost
you know.
Sound like you were singing.
Yeah.
Well, beyond I was going the to, Christmas season.
I was going to try to make up for the
hideous attempt that both myself and Eric had at Frosty the Snowman. Everyone's laughing out there like, wow, these guys.
Yes.
This is the most popular Christmas song of all time, and they couldn't get it correct.
Yeah. And to preview Dave's Random Enlightenments, next week he's going to tell us all about midlife crises.
Wow.
Yeah, since we're going to hear his thoughts
on that.
He
was in that years ago. I mean, he's way past that now, you know, once he hit 80 or whatever he's at.
And we're going to have a commercial for the Breakthrough Entertainment Christmas CD.
Christmas CD?
Yes.
We're throwing that out.
Yeah, we're going to throw it out there. You can hear our advertisement for that on our Christmas special. Again, December 14th, really exciting. You know, but to end Breakthrough Entertainment, very exciting. Ice Harvest, Little Drummer Boy, Tony B. That's another, the John Q. Cusack's in that, right?
I've never seen it, but I'm a big John Cusack fan.
Yeah, and Oliver Platt as well.
Oh, he's funny.
And
That's another one I saw, a movie called Oranges, which was...
He's like a gangster?
Yes. Yeah, they've got a body in a box or something like that, and I didn't really much care for it, but kind of an unconventional Christmas movie.
Absolutely, and thank you once again for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment. Stay tuned. Top of the hour, we got Real Hockey Talk, followed by Breakthrough Sports. Where?